Well, thank you for coming. I know we should be downstairs having a piña colada. I'm going to try to make it really quick. It's exciting to talk about nitrogen at 5 o'clock in the evening for me. And I will be talking about phosphorus, also potassium uptake and partitioning. And this is going to be an open field tomato production in Southwest Florida. We use what is called CPG irrigation, which basically means we water from the bottom up. We have sandy soils, we have basically a hard pan, and we have a lot of water. We are not like California. So we basically water from the bottom up, and the water go up by capillarity. So it's a very unique irrigation system. A little bit about the fresh market tomatoes in Florida. We are sometimes number one, sometimes number two, but basically we have about $437 million in that crop with about 13,000 hectares in production as 2014. So it's a big fresh market tomato. However, despite of the developments of BMPs required by the government and the U.S. IFAS recommendation for irrigation and fertilizer, growers tend to use more nitrogen fertilizer, and there are several reasons why they are doing that. One is lack of confidence in our recommendations. Number two is limited knowledge in how to implement recommendations, because we basically have one number and we have different irrigation system, different season, different type of tomatoes, and a lot of variability in that. And also limited data and actual crop nutrient uptake and efficiency. So this talk will address that, part of that. So the objective of this presentation will be to evaluate the end rate effect, and we look at plant growth, fruit yield, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium partitioning, and the accumulation, and we went into how much going to the roots, to the stems, to the fruits, and to the leaves. Also, we try to look at the estimated crop nutrient recovery, which is no many researchers address that, and what is called the partial factor of productivity of nutrient application, of nutrient apply. So this is a panoramic view of our typical tomato production system with high beds, and as you notice in the picture, we have extremely sandy soil with very low organic matter content, less than 1%. A little bit about background about this particular trial. We use a commercial growers to cooperate with that, so it will be a typical production system. This is a spring, which is a lot drier compared with the fall. It's about 8 to 10 inches, compared with about double than that during the fall season. We contrast IFAS recommendation, which is about 200 pounds per acre, or 224 kilograms per hectare, with a high typical commercial nitrogen application of about 320 pounds per acre. This nitrogen application is all pre-planned, incorporated at bedding, and there are no more fertilizer application after that. We use a randomized complete block design with 3 replication, use seepage irrigation. We use Floria 47, which is very well used in the tomato industry. The plot size was real plot size, very, very big. It's about an acre, 365 meter long, with about 6 beds. The harvest unit to establish the yields was about 10 plants. The spacing is about 6 foot centers, and the plant population is about 8,000 plants per hectare. 0.66 meters apart in the row, with one row. We collected quite a bit of data in terms of plant growth analysis, 30, 60, 90, and 120 days after transplants, and we divided by roots, stems, leaves, fruit, and total biomass. We collected yield, we harvest three times, and we harvest at mature green, and we divide it in different categories of tomatoes as extra large, large, medium by USDA standards. And we analyze every part plants, meaning the roots, the stem, the leaf, and the fruit for N, P, and K content. And we did a pre-soil analysis of nitrogen as ammonia and nitrate, and phosphorus and potassium and Smelter 1. We also, as I mentioned before, we have nutrient crop recovery. And for that, we use the following formula there, where we take into consideration total nutrient accumulation, pre-plant soil nutrient content, amount of fertilizer applied, and the amount of inorganic N from mineralizations from our soils, which is pretty low because it's sandy. And then the nutrient efficiency we measure as a partial factor of productivity, and we calculated based on the total fruit produced versus the amount of nitrogen that we apply. The statistical analysis was a basic t-test pair comparison for all the factors that I mentioned before, dry biomass partitioning and accumulation, NPK partitioning and accumulation, fruit yield, and the REC, and the PFP. So in terms of result and discussion, this is a little bit of picture. It was a huge trial, about an acre per plot. And as you see, the blue flag indicate the grower treatment. And if you go further to the next plot, it will be basically the IFAS treatment with the 200 pounds per acre. And there you have side by side, here in your right inside, you have the IFAS recommendations versus the grower's treatment. Oops, I go backwards. Okay, in terms of yields, we always look at for extra large fruit at first harvest, which is the majority of the yield. We have no differences between these two treatments, but at first harvest total, we have more fruits in the grower's treatment. When we add the harvest one and two together, there were no differences in yield there. However, when we accumulated the three harvests together, again, we have found no differences in extra large fruit, but we have differences in total tonnage. We have more in the higher rate of nitrogen. In terms of this is dry weight accumulated by roots, stem, leaves, and fruit, 30, 60, and 90 days, and 120 days after transplant. 30 days, there were no differences between the two of them. In 60 days, we have more fruit accumulated in the grower treatment, the higher end of nitrogen. 90 days, no differences, and 120 days, we have more accumulation of dry weight in the grower treatment, so the plants were a little bit more bigger. In terms of nitrogen partitioning and accumulation of nitrogen in the root, stem, leaf, fruit, and total, we have no differences 30 days after transplants, but at 60 days, because we have a higher fruit biomass in the grower treatment, we have more N uptake in that by the fruit. No differences at 90, and we have differences at 120 by the stems. We have more accumulation in the stems at the grower treatment, and total accumulation at the grower treatment. We have accumulated 250 pounds versus 191 in the IFAS treatment. Now, phosphorus was not a variable, but we wanted to see if nitrogen influenced phosphorus uptake. In general, we didn't see any differences in root, stem, leaf, fruit, or total, and 30, 60, 90, and 120, except in the stems. We have a higher phosphorus accumulation for some reason and the lower rate of N. And for potassium, no differences in 30, but because we have more fruit accumulated in the grower's treatment, we have more uptake of potassium at 60 days no differences than 90 and 120 days because we have more fruit in the grower treatment, we have more uptake of potassium. We end up with 285 pounds of potassium versus 220 for the IFAS treatment. Now, this is the interesting part. We're looking for nutrient recovery. We have 59% nutrient nitrogen recovery in the IFAS treatment versus 55 for the growers. No differences in potassium, and 45% of potassium in the high rate of nitrogen. And in terms of efficiencies, look at partial factor of productivity. We have, no surprise, we have more productivity of fruit, 420 pounds of fruit for a pound of nitrogen in the lower rate of nitrogen. That's no surprise. And but in phosphorus it was the other way around, and in potassium the other way around. So in conclusions, we have 11.5% higher biomass with more nitrogen than the IFAS recommendation. Also, we end up with higher 23% of nitrogen uptake and the high rate of nitrogen, about 5.2% for the phosphorus and 22% higher in the for potassium. We also have more yield, about 14% higher yield with higher nitrogen rate. However, the efficiency of the system was 28% lower with the higher nitrogen in terms of partial factor of productivity. So we can produce more yield, a bigger plan, but the efficiency or the nitrogen use efficiency is about 30% lower. So that's what I have, and I'm open it if you have any questions or comments.